Bonobos.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I used copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. Let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. How you doing?
Morning.
Morning.
Very good.
Very somber. Mm.
Somber?
Oh, I don't know.
Mardi Gras on
Mardi
the weekend.
Big weekend.
Voice is a bit croaky.
Yeah.
Croaky indeed.
Meg and I went together, of course.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
It was a good weekend.
Great,
it was
right?
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun, yeah.
It's just the recovery period is not great.
Do you know, I swore to myself that I wouldn't put any glitter on this year, because every time I put glitter on, it ends up in every crevice on my body possible for days after, in the shower, like all over the bed sheets.
Days later. Where did that come from?
You know what? Somebody got me in a moment of weakness.
Here, let me
put some glitter on your face. So, I have big glitter things on my face. Anyway, my whole place is just as glitter everywhere now, so.
You'll be vacuuming up that for ages.
No, I'll leave it till today. That was recovery day yesterday.
Exactly.
How are you
right.
feeling, Meg? You
I'm
were,
okay.
You're okay?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Did you have some fast food last night?
Yeah, chips and gravy.
Oh, yeah, good.
That's what
was your weekend,
that's
Krieger?
What I needed.
As exciting as ours?
I don't think as exciting, but great. I had we had people visiting, friends visiting.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Have you know, go. Drinking and carrying on and all that. It was
did
great.
Did you get them working at your shop like you wanted to?
Look, we'll get into that.
Okay. That's for a segment later in the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
What did you get up to?
You know, between the 10-hour sleep and working, it was just a hoot.
No festivals.
So depressing.
There's the high.
No festivals for you.
No festivals for me.
Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
How was your Mardi Gras?
Non-existent. Not as eventful as you guys. I just went to a bar. I didn't do any glitter celebrations, though.
Yeah, you're a terrible guy sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
That's all right. I get it.
You can do what you want. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
doing what you want.
I'm just lazy, really. Just a lazy guy.
You must conform to this specific way of life.
Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses now at New FM. The Lasses back in front, 20-19. $50 Ampol fuel card for the winner if you want to play. 131009 is our number.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, the Lasses worming their way in front again on Friday, sitting on 20 points. Lads only one behind on 19. Good job. 131009. We're still chasing a Lass playing for a $50 Ampol fuel card for the winner.
Yeah, that's right. Time to meet our lad, first of all, though. It's Hayden. He's from Maitland. Is a carpenter's apprentice and in a relationship with one kid. Good morning, Hayden. How you doing?
Good, thank yourself, mate.
Yeah, really good. Ready to win this for the lads?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's get into your first question. Nice, easy one. Multiple choice to kick things off. What symbol... Yep. Would you see on the Pandora Jewelry Shop logo? Is it A, a heart, B, a star, or C, a crown?
C.
Meg?
Yes, it is.
That is correct.
Sorry, I didn't put the answer.
That's all right. And I didn't know either, and you got it right. Well done, man. One on the board. All right, number two. If you were born today, what star sign would you be? 7th of March.
Aquarius?
Nice. Pisces. All right, up next, number three. Which essential oil is predominantly used to help you fall asleep?
What oil helps you fall asleep?
Yeah, I missed out there. We're looking for lavender oil. One on the board, not bad, man. Hold on the line.
Well done. We're going to go to Simone next from Maitland, a disability support worker. Channing Tatum is her celebrity crush, obsessed with Home and Away, and will be glad It Will Survive over Neighbours. That's a bit rough, Simone.
Oh, well.
What's better about Home and Away than Neighbours?
Hotter people.
I've just been watching Home and Away since it started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't give a toss about Neighbours, so let's. Yeah, who cares about them?
Let's get your point on the board. First question, where would you put a grease cartridge?
In a grease gun.
Yes, you would. Well done. Okay, yeah. One more and you've got the win. What is a Pagani Zonda?
Some sort of tool?
No, it's an Italian supercar. All right, question three. What colours are on the Sydney Tools logo?
Red and yellow.
No, red and white. Oh, bugger.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, here we go. We are tied on one correct answer apiece. So, guys, heads or tail, we'll give it to Simone.
Tails.
Alright. It's heads.
Oh,
lads win. Lads.
Which ties up the score again.
Well done, Hayden. $50 fuel card coming your way.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
you are
man.
So welcome.
No there worries. You go.
Happy days.
20 apiece.
Love that.
Yeah,
so
that,
good.
That gives me the good mood. All right. Up next, guys, of course, last week on the show, I was talking about got some friends visiting from Sydney, and I was debating, should I put them to work in the new shop?
Yes, yeah.
Did you? Sort of. I got them carrying a bunch of heavy furniture. We'll get into how I sort of con them into that up next.
You just give them wine and food. Have a dinner and
it was a little more subtle than that, but I got them working. Yeah. So I had a couple of friends come to visit over the weekend and stay like Friday and Saturday night. And these are people we've known for a long, long time. Yeah. Great, great friends. And last week on the show, I was debating, do I get them to come and work in the shop? Because we've got the new shop and stuff.
And you're still setting it up.
Yeah, that's right. So we're still like by appointment only at this point.
Well, really, it's only been you and your fiance setting this whole new shop up. So some extra hands in town is not a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah, we've only had the keys for about 10 days now at this point. So, look, I wanted to originally. I was like, yeah, we'll get them on the sales floor, you know, selling stuff, doing things. And then when we got here, we're having some drinks, having a good time, and I sort of thought, maybe that's a little bit slack to do that, you know, because they've come up to Newcastle to spend time with us.
From Sydney.
From Sydney. Yeah, yeah. Probably not the right thing, but I thought, you know what, I can still get a maybe squeeze a little bit of work out of them, right, because they're visiting. So what we did, they were talking about the other property out at Raymond Terrace, and remember how when I bought it, I was like, leave all the furniture behind, fine.
Oh, no.
So we're under the guise of going to visit and have a look at it, I got them to help load up the van, like carry out all the tables and chairs and
like
everything.
The lounges and stuff that were in there.
Some of the heavy stuff. A couple of extra sets of hands, why not? So, I didn't put them onto like a 6-hour shift, but I did get them carrying a couple of heavy things that, you know, Emmy and I might struggle
with. Did you feed them well?
Of course, yeah.
What did you have?
So, we cooked up some amazing meals, including like this. We did like a roast kind of thing of marinated pork, delicious veg, all this these like Southeast Asian foods as well. We did like tempeh and tofu and stuff, and it was amazing meals.
How good.
Yeah, it was great.
That's worth a bit of hard labour.
Exactly. Yeah.
Work for a good meal.
One of Crevo's, yeah.
Come around, absolutely. I've got some work for you if you're doing that deal. And anyone else that wants that deal, the offer is open. So, look, overall great weekend.
No, good
sort
stuff.
Of put them to work, but I chickened out
when
at the end.
When is your shop open?
We're still working out an exact date.
Crevo's at Hamilton North.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Get in touch if you want a private viewing.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
So, Kribo, as we heard before, you have been working on the shop a lot lately. Like, every day you come in and say, hey, I did this bit of DIY yesterday, or this, or this. Like, you're very handy like guy.
Well, I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
I'm becoming, like, a... not a good builder.
Not a good builder.
Is what how I describe it.
Are you watching like a lot of YouTube videos or anything like that?
Yeah. Trying to learn stuff, and I'm pretty crap at it.
Well, last week you were apparently nailing some pallets together, and you came in the next day holding your hand like, I'm like, what's going on? What did you do?
It looked like I had drawn, or like Maddie had drawn on it with a marker. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Basically, I was trying to get a nail back out that I'd banged in wrong because I'm not good at what I'm doing. And it, like, the hammer flew back and smashed me in the thumb.
Oh.
Not ideal.
What words were thrown out?
Look, ones that would start with F, a lot of them.
Yeah.
That was probably the main one.
C?
Yeah, I was thinking C's? That would have been my
C's might have come, maybe just one or two.
Yeah.
It was loud shouting.
Did anyone from like a neighbouring business come around?
Poke their head out. Just
Are you getting robbed?
There was a bit of that going on. And I was concerned that the thumbnail might come to an end. But it's come good, actually.
Yeah.
It's come really good.
I'm surprised your nail didn't come off or something.
Yeah, well, I was concerned about that. It looked a lot worse the other
day. You've just got like this big red dot smack bang in the center of the nail. Yeah.
You can see.
Bullseye.
Exactly.
So, 1309, make Kribo feel better. Your nail injury stories, because everyone's had one.
At some point.
Slammed their hand down with a hammer or something like that. Maybe you stepped on the nail.
Bonus points if the nail fell off at some point.
Yeah. The Novos. Novos. On 13.10.09, we are after your nail injury stories. Kribo, I'm surprised how well you've recovered from yours, to be completely honest.
I thought it was going to go a lot worse.
Yeah.
But it must have been the angle that the hammer smashed into it or something, but it's come up really good.
I don't know what it is about the nerve endings in your finger, but whenever you smash it, you never experience a pain quite like it. It just goes right through your body.
It's very unique, and to this day, like to now, I mean... If I, like, knock it a little bit on something, you can feel the pain for, like, a few hours afterwards.
Absolutely. Wow. Like, you know, whenever you get it stuck in something.
Yeah. Oh,
the worst.
The absolute worst. Peter's on the phone. No, she's not. Peter's gone.
Out of anyone, probably my dad has the worst nails, being a builder.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and his toes as well, because he's always dropping stuff on him. At one point, I remember as a kid, when he was doing, like, probably peak building work, there was three of his toenails, 3 out of 10 were missing from various dropping stuff.
Jeez, poor bugger. Yeah. You're right, builder's hands.
The worst.
David, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, Dave. How was your weekend, man?
Oh, really, really good.
Very good.
Laid in front of the television.
Happy days. Tell us about your nail injury.
Yeah, I work at a trucking company.
Yeah.
And had a day off, and one of the drivers hit the back mudguard, so I had to replace the mudguard.
Yeah.
And you had to put your finger under there and drill a hole through the mudguard, and it went through the mudguard and through the tip of my finger.
Oh my god.
David! Oh my god!
It was about a 13 mil drill, so it was the size of your finger.
Yeah.
Split the nail into basically 3 pieces and shattered the tip of my finger.
That is disgusting.
But also an amazing story.
What does your finger look like now?
It's sort of got half a nail growing back.
Yeah.
So how long ago was this?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, very
freshy.
Oh, yeah, you poor bugger.
Was it the worst pain you've ever experienced in your life, David?
Not when it happened, but the day after. Oh, my God, yeah.
Man.
Oh,
the thing is, my boss was standing behind me.
Yeah, and he's thinking Dave, compo.
No, he said, Dave, move your finger because you're going to drill through it. So I moved my finger.
Oh.
So he's vaulting away.
Too much for me at this time.
Oh, my God.
What a story, David. And fresh in the mind.
No one can beat that, David. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable.
Have a happy recovery. Jeez, man.
You asked for these.
And it's when you're driving around as well, because you grip the steering wheel.
Yeah.
You can feel it. Yeah. You can imagine Dave.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Charlie XCX opening up about a really awkward Twitter encounter with Cardi B, and Camila Cabello opening up about that breakup with Shawnee Mendes.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson is here. Now, Selena, what's her name? Camila Cabello opening up about Shawnee Mendes and the breakup.
So she's opening up about that breakup for the first time. Everyone thought that she left him, but by the sounds of this, I'll play it for you. We'll get your vibe. I don't think that was the case.
Things change and things take really unexpected turns. Something that my mom has always said to me, it's like me just being like devastated and my mom being like, you know, you're devastated now and you're going to be devastated the next time that this happens to you. And you're always like, oh my God, like how am I going to, I'm never going to, you know, experience something like this again. And I'm good, and I feel like I'm at a place where I don't need things to be perfect to enjoy my life.
I don't think that she broke up with him.
He left her.
Doesn't sound like it.
Do you know, she should read that book. He's just not that into you. Because, do you know what? God, these celebrities just live on another planet. Like, and I never want to feel the feeling of a breakup again. Oh, like,
I
come on.
I've never really had my heart broken, and it scares me.
Oh, like, it's
that
awful.
It terrifies me to have to go through that.
Of course it is, but you're right. They're in a fantasy land if they think it's never happening.
Yeah.
It could never happen.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Small chance these days.
Yeah, especially as a celebrity dating.
Yeah, that's true. I feel sorry for her, though. Shawnee Mendes, he's kind of quiet on what he's doing with his life right now, don't you reckon?
Well,
he also came out with that song after and kind of tried to pin the blame on her.
Oh, that was always going to happen, though.
Jackson, you're such a... You flip and flop on Camila Cabello. Sometimes you like her.
No.
Sometimes you think she's a tragedy.
Let me clarify, because you're only salty because you are a Shawn Mendes stan. I said that she looks like she smells and she doesn't shower. She looks like one of those celebrities that would have BO, and I wasn't really a massive fan of her, but I do feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
But that new song that she's got is absolute shit ass.
Oh, awful.
Yes.
It's with Ed Sheeran, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can be a fan of someone at a distance and not have to smell them.
Can I tell you what song I am a fan of?
What?
This is so good, Charlie XCX. She had a really odd encounter, though, with Cardi B on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen this, but Cardi B is also a fan of this song. So she decided, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet for Charlie XCX, because she's not, like, huge, huge.
Not on Cardi B level.
She's kind of like a collab star. So, like, Cardi B's like, I'll help her out.
She tweets the song, and I'm like, oh, my God, Cardi B tweeted my name. This is huge. And then I, like, check the tag, and instead of Charlie XCX, it's Charlie STD. I think Cardi tagged it not once, but twice. I felt honored, actually. Yeah. I was like, if anyone is gonna like make this kind of like online error, it's gotta be Cardi because it's iconic, and I'm almost happy it happened. And
there we go.
Yeah, you're not gonna correct Cardi B, are you?
No. And also, you're not because for the next couple of years, you can tell that story on talk shows.
Yeah.
Like whenever you got a new album, you can wheel that story out and you're good to go.
Yeah, without sounding like you're just trying to, like, pin yourself to somebody that's even more famous.
Exactly. It's self-deprecating and also puts you at an elevated status at the same time. It's kind of genius. And I like it.
Charlie STD.
Great song, though.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate it. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, and we're chatting to Dominica from MAFS after 7 o'clock.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Primo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So for years now, I've survived at home without owning a ladder?
Like any like step ladder, like nothing. Tiny ladders, everything.
Nothing. So, like, need to change a light bulb? That's me standing on top of a bar stool, like with Emmy going, "You be careful up there."
I feel like in a house, all you really need for general maintenance, like light bulb changing, etc., is a bar stool. The regular kitchen chair, not high enough. But if you've got a sturdy bar stool, you're right.
It's sort of good enough, but we have, like, quite tall ceilings.
I was about to say that. Your ceilings are quite high.
Yeah, so I've been putting it off for ages because it's an expensive purchase to get a good one.
Yeah.
You can get a cheap one, but always wobbly and no good after about a year.
Yeah.
I've been putting it off. Finally, I bit the bullet and I purchased a ladder which costs over $700. But God, it's a good ladder.
$700.
So expensive.
It's a bit of metal.
Nah, well, this ladder, you should see it. I'm going to get into how good this ladder
how
is.
How big your smiley's talking about a ladder is concerning.
Oh, it's good. God, it's a good ladder.
Wow.
We're doing ladder chat up next. Strap in, because this is the best thing you've ever seen or heard of.
Do you know, this is what happens when you're domesticated. You settle down, you get engaged, you buy a couple of houses, you get excited by a ladder purchase.
This ladder, though, is something special. It's epic.
The Novos.
Chatting ladder porn. Because, you know, that's what you do when you're in your mid-30s.
Oh, look, it's so exciting. This ladder is amazing. So it's the Bailey P170.
Hang on. I'll crank it up. Because you are so excited by this.
Yes.
It's almost like you've, you know, just gotten lucky or something.
All my Christmases have come at once.
Does Emmy know you're cheating on her with a ladder?
Well, you know, this is
Did she help you pick the ladder?
No. She let me pick the ladder. I picked my own ladder.
Yeah.
So it's the Bailey P170. And that's a range of platform stepladders. What that means is when you get to the top, there's a platform you can walk around on.
Wow.
It's pretty fancy. So,
I mean, in what instance would you do that?
It has a huge platform area, 610 by 457 millimetres, which adds to comfort and stability. And this is just me reading off the website.
That's what you want when you look for a ladder, is comfort and stability.
Exactly. A multi-function handrail, which is super tough. It also has a checker plate deck platform for anti-slip on the standing area. At the bottom, it has extra large swivel casters for improved mobility. So that thing just rolls around wherever you need it. The casters then can be compressed so that it rolls when you need to, but stops on a penny when you need to as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're fanning yourself. You're getting a bit hot in here, mate.
So when you were originally reading this, is that what you were doing? You're like, oh, my God, I need this ladder.
Maximum reach.
Did you go to bed and have dreams about this ladder?
You know it, Meg.
Yeah.
The maximum reach on this thing, 4 metres.
At the
long
reach.
Imagine something that's 4 metres away from you. You can reach it.
Men do fall in love with tools.
Exactly.
Like, there's something about a really high quality tool.
Oh,
it gets a lot of blokes going.
And like, you know, clearly. when I went to pick it up, because it was a Bunnings like order, I was like, I need to pick up this ladder, and they're like, oh, we'll get it out the
you
back.
You can stop talking in the sexy voice.
Okay. Oh, he's into it.
The music's still on.
Oh, sorry, there
we pull
go.
That down. He goes, are you sure, mate? That's a pretty serious ladder. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. Load it up. Put it in the van.
Now, was it in a box or was it just the ladder?
It wasn't boxed, but it came in like this special wrap.
He's talking about it again.
Yeah. Special wrap. So
I had to unwrap the wrap.
When you were in the car park and you were putting it in the van with other tradies looking at you going, oh.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, there was some ladder envy.
It's like when men gather around a car in the engine.
Yeah.
And they froth over it. Was that like a lot of the tradies with you and your ladder?
100%. There's always the guy that inspects when you leave Bunnings through the trade exit.
Just all the blokes looking at each other's tools.
Yeah. Oh,
you know it. And the longer the better.
Always.
Four metre reach with XL casters. Whew. Things are getting hot in here.
Indeed. Oh, well, look, I'm glad that you've treated yourself.
Yeah.
It's $700, a lot for a ladder.
It is, but it's the best ladder ever.
What's the next romantic purchase you're making for the house?
Oh, look, that one will last me a while. I'll get a lot of pleasure out of that.
Yeah.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yeah, so over the weekend, Friday, we left work and Meg and I went to Sydney to Mardi Gras.
Amazing.
We booked a hotel for a couple of nights. Great weekend. What wasn't so great, though, was the journey to Sydney. I don't think I've ever experienced a trip plagued with this many issues in my entire life.
What?
Like, not one, not two, not three, maybe four or five things went wrong on this trip. We left Newcastle at 2 p.m. We got to Sydney, to my friend's house, to the party.
Yeah.
At 8:35 p.m.
What on earth happened?
I'll tell you next. A trip from hell. Anyway.
My God.
That's the more interesting part. There's how many problems can go wrong on a single trip? This has to be a record.
The Novos.
Big Mardi Gras trip over the weekend. Let me tell you, I'm tired, I'm angry, and I'm just overall really annoyed at life this morning because I don't want to have to get up early.
How?
So that's life.
Okay, I have one question.
Yeah.
How on earth could you be going by car to Sydney and it take over 5 hours?
So Meg and I left here Friday because we did debate as to whether we'd drive or get the train. And on Friday afternoon, I thought, Meg had about 25 bags with her as well.
Yeah. Maybe 26.
So we got in the car and we started driving to Sydney. Anyway, Jackson calls us on the way.
Mm.
And he goes, hey, I just want to give you the heads up because, of course, Jackson lives in Sydney and he was driving there. Apparently, there was a big oil spill at a Rimba on the highway on the way to Sydney.
Okay.
We were in that traffic, first delay, first problem, for over an hour.
Yeah,
like, just sitting there doing maybe 1 kilometre less. Okay. Definitely not 10. Remember, I kept counting up, and as we got through it, I was like, man, we've hit 30 kilometres. This is like in Honeysuckle. Right down there. Anyway, that was the first problem, delayed an hour. Now, of course, I'm on my P's, so I can only go 90 on the highway. So Meg said, oh, I'll jump in the driver's seat.
Speed us up a little bit. Good idea.
Yeah.
Meg jumps in. We get to Sydney and we're in the tunnel. And then Meg...
Where's your friend live?
Piedmont.
Your tunnel makes sense.
Yeah. So, look, we're using the maps. Anyway, it's said to turn off a little bit too late. Well, don't worry, Meg. I'll blame the app.
Thanks.
Meg just decided to go through the turn off. So we ended up in Baulkham Hills.
What?
Which is like...
Oh, you took the North Connects?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're on the opposite side of the city at this point.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
And Meg's freaking out.
I don't do Sydney traffic,
Meg's almost having a panic attack.
Yeah.
I said, Meg, pull over, get out of the driver's seat.
Yeah. I'll give you the keys to your car back. You can take them. I'm done.
Delayed maybe another half hour.
At least. Yeah. Oh, but if you go to Baulkham Hills, you're really on the wrong side of the city.
It's like, west.
An hour and a half away from Piedmont, maybe? I don't know.
Anyway.
I take
over the car. And we start heading to the hotel.
Yeah. Right?
Now, it was in a weird part of the city, so it was like really hard to get to. I take the wrong turn off, and I end up driving over the Harbour Bridge again.
What?
In the other direction.
Ended up in North Sydney, people beeping at me. Oh, just what a total nightmare.
Stress.
And to wrap things off,
it'll be peak hour too by this point.
Yes. We finally get to the hotel.
All right. After the lovely parking.
$520 later.
For the hotel.
For the room, which was very small.
Not to mention they gave us the wrong room.
Well, this is what I'm saying. We get there, right, and we check in. And we get up to the room, and honestly, we walked in. I don't even know why they said they had a balcony, because it was the size of a 30-centimeter ruler. Yeah, balcony.
Yes, sir, we have ocean views.
And they had a double bed.
Oh,
one.
No.
I draw the line at sleeping in the bed together. Yeah. I think that's a bit much.
That's a bit much. So I stormed back down to
go
reception.
Down.
Excuse me, you Change gave us the wrong rooms. Room. They gave us an upgrade, if you will, to maybe a 60-centimeter balcony.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, good trip overall. Oh, I
was going to say the parking situation.
Oh, and lost in multiple car parks anyway.
It was just...
Because you know what's crazy?
It's a nightmare.
You lived in Sydney a long time, right?
Yeah.
But it's different to drive in Sydney than to
Very
not.
Very different. Mm. People complain here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Wow, there's so much traffic here. It's crazy. No, it's not.
It's absolutely fine.
It's very tame. Yeah. Very tame. Anyway,
we got there alive.
You survived. God.
6 hours worth of driving and mayhem and...
Barely.
You can get to Byron in that time.
It was a great weekend regardless.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Hey.
Birthday lotto's up next, Kruger. What month are we looking for?
We're after November, babies. This is your chance.
If you're born in November, you want to win $500, 13, 10, or 9. The lines are open.
The Novos.
Birthday lotto time. Are you serious?
I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
If you were born in the great month of November, your chance right now to start... the work week with $500. How good.
Exactly. Let's meet our contestant. It's Debbie from Raymond Terrace. She's a care worker. Says the only way to describe her is awesome and loves Sex in the City, but thinks the new And Just Like That was shit house. Would love to be stuck in traffic with us, all of us, for 6 hours. Good morning, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Did you guys use the GPS to go to Sydney?
Oh, we did, Debbie. Don't wish to be stuck in the car with us for 6 hours, babe. Be careful what you wish for.
I don't know how many times I said, I turn into a... I'm quite the aggressive driver, Debbie. What are you like in traffic? Do you get... I really see a different side to myself.
You can't be aggressive in Sydney. There's too much traffic. It's too slow.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. You just got to relax and roll with it.
All I kept saying was, you mongrel.
People cutting you off.
Very Al Stewart.
You mongrel dog.
Debbie.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, Debbie, let's win you this money. $500. Spinning these birthday balls for you now. Let's go. Spinning around.
Good luck. Good luck.
Here we go. It's coming out. Meg.
Okay.
What have you got?
All right, Debbie, were you born on the 11th of November?
No.
Oh, rats. Mm. Oh, well, thanks for playing.
Thanks, Deb.
Better luck next time.
We tried. Another $500, hopefully up for grabs before 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Hey, guess what? We are playing 100K Wordplay in the next 15 minutes.
That's soon.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. One little
word. Listen out. One little word could get you into the draw to play for $100,000.
We'll even hook you up with a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, just for getting on air.
Exactly.
As well.
Absolutely.
Really good.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Primo. To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. Let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
New FM is the only place you can play 100K Wordplay. And we're playing in just a couple of minutes. So you've been thinking about this all morning. Maybe you've been hearing how the game goes. This is your chance. 13:10:09. We need a contestant. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plus, everyone that gets to air instantly wins a two-week membership with EMF, which is just awesome.
Very easy. So basically, we give you a word. And then you give us a word back that is associated with that word. If it matches a pre-recorded response from Maddie, myself, or Crevo, you are in the draw to potentially play for $100,000.
Easy, right? It's just word association. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
Let's do this.
EMF Fitness Center, Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh my God!
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts of the morning every day at the moment, where we give people the chance to go into the draw to play for $100,000, which is just awesome. Simple word association game, and that could be you.
Life-changing.
Oh, big, big money. Imagine that hits the account. Things are different for your life from now on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to Kelly in North Armco. Good morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Good, good. How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. Yeah. At a wedding.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Beautiful. All dressed up?
Yeah, my lovely niece.
Oh, lovely. Congratulations to her. Hey, $100,000. Can I ask, if you had to split it with either Maddie, myself, or Creva, who would you split it with?
Probably Maddie.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
Can I ask why?
Just a favourite. That's all.
Yeah,
simple, really.
You got to have a favourite. All right. Let's hopefully get you in the draw to play for $100,000. First of all, you've actually got a 2-week trial for EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Well done. But your word for today is house.
Come on, Kelly. You got this. I am rooting for you hard.
Okay. Especially if you get half.
What is the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word house? Got a match with Maddie, myself, or Crevo?
Maid.
House maid.
Okay.
Kelly's getting a house maid.
Oh, for $100,000, absolutely.
She's got 100K.
For sure.
All right. Who do you want to hear from first, Kelly?
Meg.
All right. Let's hear what Meg's answer is.
Home.
No good, that one. Let's go me next. Key.
House key. That makes sense.
Only one person left.
Now, Creva, you have to have said maid for Kelly to go into the draw to play for the money. $100,000.
Good luck. Work.
No!
Kelly, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly.
You've got your 2-week membership for EMF Fitness Centre Katara, though. Well done.
Thanks.
That's a win right there. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes. Well done.
So hard. It's so easy. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't make sense, but it's
easy just concept, how it is. But sometimes you've got to match it with what we'd say.
Exactly.
And we're a bit strange, so maybe that's the reason behind it. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Interesting words to use to describe Ed Sheeran over this plagiarism lawsuit. I'll tell you what they were in court. Also, to Ellen's under fire for her treatment of a Euphoria star.
Oh, okay. Oh,
interesting.
God, she's a jealous old thing, isn't she?
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
All right, producer Jackson, some choice words have been used to describe Ed Sheeran in a courtroom.
Yeah, so he is currently being sued for plagiarism on this song.
Yeah.
But it's like the 10th time someone's taken him to court over one of his songs, right?
Yeah.
Apparently he's a little bit of a copycat. They're saying the particular lines and phrases used in this is very similar to a track by two musicians. I'm not even going to try and pronounce their names because it's too hard and it's too early. Mr. Sheeran, though, has been described... Let me read it to you because it's very interesting. Mr. Sheeran is undoubtedly very talented. He's a genius, but he's also a magpie. He borrows and swoops in on other people's ideas and throws them into his own songs. He lacks creativity sometimes, and he will never acknowledge it. But it happens, apparently. And apparently it just depends on how much money you've got and how famous you are.
Yeah.
That you can get away with it.
Wow.
Well, let's face it, how much money does Ed Sheeran have?
All of it.
Quite a lot. Not enough to get a tie job.
I think that sums it up.
He's just got all the money.
He's still so boring, though. Like, rich people are normally really fascinating.
More interesting.
Jeff Bezos. But
Dua's getting sued as well.
Yeah, Dua Lipa's getting sued.
The same song.
Ooh. Here you go. I'll take some of that. I'll take a lyric there. Melody there.
I never look at magpies the same way. Does that mean now that Ed Sheeran's being compared to a bird, Meg, that you love it?
I already loved Ed Sheeran. Ooh. This just makes it even better.
Birds and Ed Sheeran. Bam, bam.
You will never come to my house. Ed Sheeran playing with birds flying around.
Jackson's nightmare.
Oh, my Lord. Euphoria, y'all fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do need watching. To get back into it. One episode in, I probably should finish it.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't like Euphoria. In the world.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, so I can't judge yet.
I thought you were watching it, Jackson.
Yeah, I got halfway through season one. It's very intense. There's so much nudity. It's just very dark as well.
I'll listen to you, you prude. There's so much nudity. Please.
There is, though, and it's very dark. Dark themes. Anyway, Ellen DeGeneres had one of the cast members on there, Jacob Elordi, who's like the Australian guy.
Yeah, the whole
main character. Yeah, I thought you'd like him, Matthew. Anyway, she's getting in trouble because apparently she was sexualizing him on the show. He got very uncomfortable. I actually felt sorry for him. Take a listen.
When they write you into the script, do they say, hey, how do you feel about being naked? Or are you just all of a sudden are surprised, like, oh, I have to be naked?
You have no choice.
Right.
You know? It's like every scene is like, he sleeps with this person. He does this with this person, naked. But it's like, it gets to the point, I've done some movies where it gets to the point where it's like, he goes to the mall, shirtless. And you're like, why? What would you possibly, like,
need? Well, because look at you, that's why.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A lot of people are like, that's fine, it was just
it's
a joke.
Totally fine. Yeah. I'm going to defend Ellen here.
But do you reckon if that was a 23-year-old female and say that was Jimmy Fallon doing it, you know, roles reversed, it's not necessarily as fun when it's a girl being done by like an older guy. Like, that's weird. I feel sorry for him.
Agree
and he
with
was
that.
Notably uncomfortable. I think that if you're going to have the rule, it should be a blanket rule for everybody to not do it. And also, too, sense that your guests are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's read the room. Classic case of read the room.
Yeah, but you know what? Why, if he doesn't like that, why is he?
I don't think it's
playing a character on that show. Then, like, if he doesn't want to be sexualized in a highly sexualized show, like, I feel like that's, you can't have both. You know?
Yeah, but I think it's not the line of questioning. I think it's the way she reacts to him and sort of just dismisses him as well. You've got a good body, so that's what you're there for. You know?
I thought it sounded innocent in a way.
And Ellen likes vagina. Ellen is not hitting on Jacob Elordi.
That's true.
So that I think adds another layer as well.
Yeah, but I think, you know, in the spotlight like that, if you're going to have these rules on how male and female can be treated, it needs to be blanket.
Equal. Yeah,
cool. You know?
Take your point. Mm. Thank you.
It's like,
you know what's awful? I did the exact same thing. I said, oh, the hot one. Oh, what can you do?
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Cremo.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
And right after us, 105 commercial free with Jackson. What's on the way?
A bit of Selena and Wolves.
Nice.
Yes.
I keep getting into arguments with people about Selena Gomez.
Why?
Over the weekend, I was watching Selena videos with my friends.
Yeah.
And they started saying as well that she's got a shit voice. And
you.
I was like, no, she doesn't.
I was so happy to have backup. It was amazing.
Yeah. We just have to agree to disagree, Meg.
Yeah.
Or we just call Meg wrong. Teo Cruz.
still
heart, yeah, but come on.
Yeah.
Dynamite. One of the most underrated songs from Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cracker.
The whole album was underrated, to be honest.
Katy Perry's underrated in general.
Yeah.
I agree.
Poor darling.
She's going back to black hair.
Yes.
Which I'm
finally.
Into.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cool Katy's back.
Yeah, absolutely.
The journey continues.
Yeah, you can rate the music now as well at newfm.com.au. Have a say in our playlist, what stays and what goes. Take the survey this week to win an escape to the luxurious Crowne Plaza Hunter Valley, taking in the stunning views of the vineyards and beautiful vistas from your private furnished balcony. Love it, hate it, rate it now, newfm.com.au for the chance to win.
Hey, going to do a round of love it or loathe it up next. I'm getting Crevo and Meg's thoughts on today's daily topics. Now, I want you to think about this during the song. The topic is cruising.
Like, not like the cruising type on the water. Not
excellent.
Like the type that's in the
palm. I was thinking of the Gwyneth Paltrow song. I'm like, I do like
it. Yeah. The Novos. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, I've got a topic, Meg and Crevo. Today, our topic is love it or loathe it, cruising.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, loathe it. I'm too antsy and can't keep still enough. And on a holiday, I like an adventure sort of thing. It's not for me.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it, but mainly because everything's there to go ready. There's no stressing about cabs and airports and all that kind of stuff.
The holiday is just all in one spot.
Exactly, yeah.
See, I couldn't think of anything worse than being trapped on one. I'm a little bit like you, Crevo. Claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Even though these things are massive.
Yeah.
There's still that feeling of I can't leave.
Yeah, I think that's the problem for me as well. I like to go out when I'm on my holiday, out on some adventure, go to different places.
Well, that's what happens. They pull into different ports and you go to different places.
Feels too routine-y for me.
Nah, I love it.
The reason I bring this up today is because the biggest cruise ship in the world has set sail. It has an ice rink, 19 swimming pools, and room for almost 10,000 people.
Wow.
10,000.
Because, I mean, I can't think of many even hotels that would have 19 swimming pools.
No.
It's ridiculous. An ice rink, a casino, 20 restaurants, 11 bars.
20 restaurants?
It weighs in at 236,857 tons.
Jesus.
What?
Five times that of the Titanic.
Whoa. That is big.
And I suspect...
362 meters long.
What dock picture in the that. World can actually fit that?
Well, yeah, that can't go into, like, Warner's Bay, you know, no. the little... That little jetty out, no. out the front there.
Question, are cruise ships getting too big? I feel they are.
That's too, feels like, too
extreme,
big.
Extreme, right? It's called the Wonder of the Seas, Royal Caribbean.
Could you imagine being on one side of the cruise ship and then, like, the place you need to go to is on the other side of the... Have they got buggies? To
well,
take
yeah.
you from one side to the other?
Like a golf buggy.
Yeah, you might need that.
Well, they are saying that it is literally a city... On the water.
Does that, yeah, or like a monorail or something yeah. from that, one end to the other.
That is literally one of the biggest things I've ever seen.
10,000 yeah. people that can take.
I'd just, hate to be on a cruise ship though with 10,000 other people.
I feel like a lot of the stuff they've included on this ship is just so unnecessary.
yeah. yeah, I'm with you. I can tell already a lot is unnecessary.
All right, so I'm going to read through some of the things, right? Entertainment includes the musical Chicago performed by a Broadway cast.
That would be right, right?
An aqua theatre where high divers plunge from 60-foot boards into a swimming pool.
Unnecessary.
And nightly ice extravaganzas in the indoor ice rink. There's a surf pool which generates 12-foot high waves.
Unnecessary.
A 10-deck high zip line and two rock climbing walls.
See, that's cool.
A mini golf course, laser tag game area, a video game arcade, an outdoor movie theatre, luxury
outdoor.
Spa and an outdoor gym.
Unnecessary.
I'm like, what the hell?
I'd cut about half of that stuff if I was running it.
Anyway, look, if you're
but
into
I'm not.
Cruising, it's called the Wonder of the Seas, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
I'm
it's just left Florida en route to the Caribbean.
Can I just put this out there?
Yeah.
When I went on the cruise, we went to a 12-night cruise yeah. to New Zealand. About 70% of the people on the cruise were over 60. They're not going to get their money's worth doing all that.
Zip lines
Zip
and
line,
stuff.
Video game arcade.
Love some dysentery.
Yeah.
like, what happens on every cruise ship? That's what I'm scared of.
Are you saying certain illnesses are associated with cruises? Because I wouldn't. You'd never make that kind of assumption, would you? No one would be that crazy.
No.
I mean, do your own research,
okay.
of course.
Question, if they gave us a free cruise to do the show from...
Absolutely, oh. I am there.
Yeah. I'd be
the love cruising.
I love cruising. What a great boat that'll
it's
be.
So much fun.
I need to see the free tickets in front okay. of me first, though.
Well,
like, printed in my name, not just like a promise.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Birthday Lotto is up next. It's
yes.
worth $500. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
Okay, I've just spun it up, and it's come up July.
Novos. I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier than just being born and being alive, then you can win money, right? Simple as that. July babies are who we're after at the moment. Let's see if we can make someone $500 richer right now.
So we're going to Kim in beautiful Taraba, says she also hates cruises as she gets seasick. Says Naomi Watts would play her in a movie about her life, easily annoyed by bad attitudes and needs the cash for bills. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had a bit of an attitude this morning after having a big weekend. Have you appreciated our bad attitudes?
What?
What?
Kim.
Oh.
Yes. How are you there, Kim's Kim? Kim me... doesn't want to chat. Kim no, just wants, wants to play. Wants to
give me cash. Right. Let's move on.
Okay, let's... get some cash right. For Kim.
The ball's coming out, Kim. Here we go.
All right. Were you born on the 18th of July?
No, the 15th.
Ah, oh, no, sorry, Kim.
Transaction's over. Kim's moved on already.
We tried.
We tried.
We tried to give us some money.
We tried to have some chit-chat as well.
Back tomorrow, $525.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jackson's up next with 105 commercial free. Good morning.
Good morning. Bit of the sneaky cheat himself.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Wonder who he stole this from.
Yeah, well,
we'll find out in about 6 months when they sue him.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Uncle Cracker.
Oh, what a great song.
Yes. What a... oh, my Lord, sorry.
Rita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These two are good on this track together.
Sam this went off on the weekend, actually. It got played a lot.
Oh, it did. I heard it several times. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen her in the car on the way to getting to Mardi Gras.
Oh, really?
No, on Instagram, not
like that. Oh, I thought you saw that in the car next to you. No. Oh, hey, Rita. Hey, how are you going?
Are you a policeman?
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. See ya.